100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. It's Sunday for once. And the weekly challenge is where I post a topic to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You send in the stories and we're kind of getting back in the swing of things. Sorry about the past few weeks. Had a few scammers and other people, and now the Cobra people are screwing up, and others are screwing up, and it's like, I'm really tired. And the worst was a power outage that, an internet outage and phone outage that screwed up an interview, which it turns out, they say, ooh, we don't need you, we got all the people we need. I'm like, oh, so I was just to pad your stats. Okay, fuck off. So yeah, welcome to getting old. Anyway, there's a job fair this week, and then I'm going to meet a longtime friend up at Crestview, hopefully, or maybe I need to go out to Pensacola. I don't know. But whatever they say, okay, I'll bake them some bread, and it'll be nice to see them again. It's been a few months, and I've got a gift for one of her kids. So anyway, the topic this week is beginning. And hopefully the Xanax kicks in and amplifies the antidepressants, so I'm a little more positive about this. And we got some stories in, and if you're all wondering if this thing is all screwed up, yeah, it is. I'm lazy. I write the stories, well, I record speech to text while I do my walks. That's where I get the ideas. And I saw three turtles yesterday, although trees got knocked down everywhere, and if you know where my Flickr is, you'll see the photos. And yeah, welcome to life in a small town. And you know, we'll see when the crews come around with chainsaws and such. They got the one on the big street, and they've been doing all the ones along the two big streets, so hopefully everyone stays safe. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back to you afterwards.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
The detective was one of those no-nonsense types. Methodical, organized, and rather intolerant. Let's start at the beginning, shall we? Where were you at the time of the murder? He knew, as well as I, exactly where I was. But as far as I was concerned, it wasn't my job to tell him. It was up to him to work it out and build a cast iron case. My job was simply to come up with an alibi. And in doing so, I would ruin all his hard work. Still, that's what he was paid for. More fool him.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story. It's called The Word. In the beginning was the word, and that word was in. It's right there, at the opening to this piece. A simple, unassuming word. Just two letters, nothing special about it. Other than the fact, it conveys that sense of place, of presence, of the here and now, even way back when. It's not at the beginning, on the beginning, or even around the beginning. You're in the moment, partaking of it, at one with it, an intrinsic part of that very point where nothing becomes something, and the intangible becomes reality. Not bad for a simple two-letter word. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry to the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 1056, with the prompt of beginning. So here's my story. With the light of understanding beginning to shine in Patrick's eyes, he glanced at the door. Mandy, whose perception was greater than what Sabrina gave her credit for, shouted, "Bilbert, stop him!" He couldn't disobey, and lunged for Patrick as he dashed for the door. Though the boy was twice Bilbert's size, the strength of Mandy's ring more than compensated, and the two tumbled to the floor. "Thanks, Mandy. I'll take it from here," Mrs. Wienerheimer said, and turned to Patrick. "Have a seat, dear. We need to talk." Patrick got up, brushed himself off, and obediently sat down. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Sugar Babies. In the beginning, there was sugar. Lots of sugar. Rivers of sugar. Mountains. A great desert. The people put sugar in all the food they ate. God sat back, figured if everyone was happy, he'd just go on holiday. While God came up with real cool stuff, like sugar, it would take the blackest heart of the monkey people to come up with multi-global corporations. It took some time, but in the end, they controlled all the sugar on the planet. Life became sad. When God got back from holiday, he saw how unhappy everyone was, so he invented Chipotle. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Many years later, he went back up the hill. The tire swings were still there. He swayed his legs back and forth as they had done. Why did it have to happen? Why? The cold night embraced him, cuddling him in its arms. He started to cry. Why can't I go back and undo everything? In the distance, he heard a train. Their train. The train that would take them away one day, the train that had killed her. At sunrise, he dried his tears and finally summoned the courage to take the train. "For you, for us," he shouted. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Randy was a pretty strange guy. Long greasy hair and backwards baseball cap. Tall man. Making biscuits at the chicken shack. He'd start every batch with quoting the Bible, "In the beginning," but it goes in strange directions with his narrative as he mixed in the buttermilk and kneaded the dough, rolled it out, cut out the biscuits and put them on the tray and slid them in the oven. He'd speak of dark shadows and strange tentacles from space and weird ceremonies to summon them to ravage the planet, but goddamn, his biscuits were the best I ever tasted.
So there you go, all the 100-word stories that people sent in on the topic of beginning. And thank you all for sticking around. And anyone who's taken a break, enjoy your break. And if you're not coming back, I hope wherever you go, you enjoy and have a good time writing or creating or trying something new. And cool. And anyway, the next topic is going to be a pick two, speeches, discard, mine, an empty cup, and kitchen. So you know where the site is. And I just had a cherry tomato off of one of my plants in the backyard, and it was good. And I hope to do more cherry tomatoes. And when I finally get a job, really deck out the garden and grow a ton of stuff. I already grow a lot of basil and planters and some mint that I brew with hibiscus for hibiscus tea. And I've got catnip growing and blackberries and blueberries and strawberries. I got some strawberries early in the season, but the other berries are going to take a while to take root and grow. So anyway, everything's coming up good. And I don't know why I'm so down. Oh, right. I'd like to actually work. Anyway, thank you all for listening and putting up with my rambling. And as always, keep it brief.